So I'm recording now. I'm sat at Truro Police Station with Chief Constable Sean Sawyer. Sean, obviously a lot of reports around today around the HMIC assessment into Devon and Cornwall Police. Some of the things said by the HMIC are not tremendously positive for the force. What's your thoughts around the criticism that have been levied towards the Devon and Cornwall force?
I think the criticism is a strong word. I think the challenge HMIC lays out is for the future, 2015. They have reservations about whether we have a sustainable policing model. And I think I would join them in some of those reservations because of the funding construct here. The report's in two parts. The right here, right now, sets the force as number one for having visibility, which, given our geography and the work ethic of this force, is a heck of an achievement. And one of the most accessible forces, not just in terms of numbers, but online reporting as well. And that, combined with the low crime rates here, is a real achievement. The challenge is for the future and the funding construct for the future. So I will look at this report and benchmark against other forces that have done well and predicted to do well. Can we be more efficient and keep our frontline numbers up? But equally, there's a degree of honesty I have to feed back to the HMIC and government, which says, if we're already one of the most efficient, accessible and visible forces, we wouldn't choose to go backwards. This has to do with funding, and we entered the CSR with not a lot of fat in the organisation, and therefore there's not a lot of fat to cut, unlike perhaps some other forces.
So the HMRC talks about a lack of preparedness by Devon and Cornwall Police, along with Lincolnshire and along with the Metropolitan Force as well. So what's your view on their presumption that we are, or Devon and Cornwall, does have a lack of preparedness in looking towards 2015?
I think HMRC have generally gone on their way to be supportive of all forces. They've seen our plan. They have reservations about the funding of that plan, not the plan itself. The plan itself is what it is. It deploys so many officers and police staff, and we'd still have 76% of our officers and staff in the front line, which is one of the best in the country. Even in 2015, we'll be one of the best. There's only so much you can put in the front line. What I think it's saying to HMIC and to ourselves is the funding in this force needs a review. I need to do part of that by seeing is there greater efficiency, but they need to do their part as well by saying this is an efficient force. It's doing the best it can. Perhaps it needs to be looked at slightly differently from the centre.
So to a person in the street then, here in Devon and Cornwall, a member of the public sees this report today, sees an awful lot of media speculation around it as well. What's your words to Mr. and Mrs. Ambridge in Devon and Cornwall, a local resident?
Is that the officers and staff of this force are committed to serving them. That's what they do. They do it very well. Year on year they do that very well, and that commitment will remain CSR or no. My job, and this report is really more a reflection on me, not the officers and staff, because their performance is exceptional in the country. My job is to make sure that we are as efficient as we can be, and currently it says we are as efficient as we could be, and we could be more efficient in the future. But my job also is to support that front line by lobbying behind the scenes to get the right allocation of resourcing, particularly for the summer policing, which isn't reflected within our budget allocation and is a massive demand increase on our officers and staff over the summer months.
So finally, what's your views on where we'll be in a year's time, in 2 years' time, or indeed up to 2015?
Right. Well, in a year's time, we'll still be in the top 10 forces, if not number one. That's the goal. We want to be the best rural, urban and coastal police service. We currently are just about there, but there's always more you can do in any form of public service or business. But the second bit is, so that's year one, year two. Year three is to definitely be the best. But I'm not under any illusions. That is incredibly hard. And I'm also not under any illusions. But I think people can now wake up and smell the coffee that we will need some help with that.
Chief Constable, thanks very much.